Craig is in the house. What's going on, MCFL? It is your commissioner, Nick Larson, and I am here with Coach Boone, Coach Van, and Grizz. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Post-draft. Awesome. Very, very well.
Week one, always exciting until somebody schedules a Friday game, and
yeah.
Now we're waiting.
Gives us time for a pod.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, I really do like the draft recaps because we all get excited and see the pictures in chat, but now kind of break them down
right
one by one, highlight some good picks. And what I think is a really good, first round, one of our better ones we've seen. Let's get it started, though. We'll get right into it. First overall pick, Brad Fowler for the Giants. This dude's a freak. Like, he had two first-round picks. He traded Deshaun Watson, so he knew he was going quarterback. I think this was the head-over-heels kind of number one. Boone, you want to give me your thoughts on Brad Fowler?
Brad Fowler's a phenomenal quarterback. This is such a deep class.
Yeah, he was seven.
Yeah,
I remember when we talked about it, like, as soon as the list dropped, it was like freaking five top 10 quarterbacks. It felt like, so you end up getting a guy who may not have the speed you're looking for, right? Everyone wants that 85 plus speed, but I mean, freaking cannon of a 96 throw power, so I don't think you worry too much about it. So he can come in, he makes all the throws as far as short and mid. I mean, all you're really worried about is those deep throws. So he's just a real phenomenal guy. Real arm talent, you know, has the potential to be one of the best we've ever seen, especially being X Factor. So we'll see how this ends up.
Yeah, X Factor, good throw power, crazy accuracies, and then you throw in the Aaron Rodgers release too.
Is he the best we've seen this cycle?
I think so. I think he
terrible name, by the way. Let me just throw that out there. Let's start with that. Terrible name.
Brad that was Jim Jones's first question when he joined the league is, can you change skin color and can you change names? And
Brad Fowler's not going to be black. I don't know
that's racist.
You're stuck with frat boy Brad, bro. You dragged from a frat boy. So it's just but tough luck, but you got a stud, no. You got a stud. Let's kind of compare him, though, because we saw a quarterback go number three. A lot of talk and chat about him. Busy's not happy with this guy, even though he's a pretty decent quarterback. Van, you want to get into Gabe Thomas a little
right.
bit?
Yeah, I talked a little bit about him today in chat and kind of got a lot of pushback on my opinion. I looked at him and I thought, what's the matter with this guy? I mean, okay, he's at number three. Great. You might want more speed. I know that he was at the lower end of that for speed, which is 83, which kind of sucks, which Busy was looking for. So I can understand his disappointment. But you look across at his attributes and all very solid. What, low 80s?
Dude, 88 throw on the run.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with that guy at all. So
Grizz made the point. He said, what's really the difference between 83 speed and 86 speed? You know, like – and that's going for the dude with
say
Lamar.
He hits 85. Are you stoked at that point?
Yeah, fair. I just think he's a lot better. I don't think it's a wasted pick. I just don't. He's 23. That's it. He's 23.
And it's a little bit of Busy just being negative Nancy over there. Didn't like his first couple of throws, and now he's just.
I think he's overreacted. Okay, I think he's a great quarterback.
Hold on. Can we be fair and say that some Madden players just simply, for whatever reason, they play differently? Right? Like their attributes aren't accurate to how they actually play.
But
like,
his mind was made up before he even got on the field.
Oh, yeah, dude. As soon as he saw 83 speed, he was like, this guy sucks. I was like, let me throw my ass shit.
Listen. Across the board, his stats are they're fairly good, right?
Yeah, they are.
He's a fairly good quarterback. But sometimes when you get them in the game, they don't play well. I.e., look at Tipton when I drafted him and with the Rams,
he played like trash.
That's a good example.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had Palmer who played well above his fucking ratings because he was a 63, but he looked like an 82 half the time. So sometimes Madden players just play poorly. Now, what happens with his rest of the season and maybe Busy ends up liking him? I don't know. Maybe Busy changes. I mean, how much can a quarterback throw behind the line of scrimmage? You know what I'm saying? You got to wonder what kind of offense he's running.
Gabe Thomas, dude, his first, because I played him in the preseason, his first game, and he did miss his first two pretty bad. Like, they were, you know, and I was like, oh, here it comes. And Busy's like, yep, this guy sucks, like, right away. But, you know, it's a rookie quarterback. It's always rough your first season with a rookie. You have to go in expecting he's going to miss throws and just kind of be like, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, you're starting a rookie quarterback. So, but yeah, let's move on to the guy who was picked in front of him. It was our first position player, and it was J.D. Baxter, which kind of shocked some on the draft show. People were like, who is this dude? You know, and he's a big 6'3", 200-pound receiver. Decent, you know, came out 92 speed, 94 Excel. Was it too high for this receiver to go, or
80 medium routes, 70 deep, 77 short. Not bad. I don't know if I would have taken him that early.
He's not really a burner, but he also only has 83 spec catch and 82 jump. So it's not like he's this, you know, jump ball guy either. So, but I mean, you get Stardev. He's a 78 overall, which is, you know, extremely high for these draft classes. So. I don't know. Raya gets the guy you wanted. It was between him and the tight end, I believe, which I would have probably gone. That tight end looked freaky on paper, so. Which we can talk about him next, Grizz. What is it, Matt Crawford? Is that his name?
Yeah, Matt Crawford.
Yeah, thoughts on him. Jared, reigning Super Bowl champ, taking the hidden dab elite tight end, Matt Crawford.
Yeah, he's solid, 6'6". I don't know if Jared, I didn't actually ask him if he's disappointed in 87 speed or what. Thought he was going to get like one of those 90, 91 speed tight ends.
Yeah.
But he looks pretty good. 6'6", he should be good for like jump balls anyways, just from his height.
Yeah.
And playing tight end. But his jumping is kind of low. His catching is already pretty low. His route running's pretty low, so I don't know about taking him I mean, sometimes you just have to. If that's the guy you want to replace Kelce, you want a fast 6'6" guy. I mean, how much later would he have gone? You know what I mean? So like, yeah, it looks like a little bit of a reach, but if you want an elite speed tight end, you got to go get him.
That's fair.
He wasn't getting out of the top 10. He came up elite everything. At least the, you know, physicals. Because that was another guy caught my eye. I was like, man, if he fell, you know, no chance of he falling to 13. But I was like, man, if he did.
It's a super fun pick, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's gonna have a lot. It's probably getting a plaque. Let's be real.
Yeah, you just won the Super Bowl. You can kind of, you know, Kelce retires. You kind of, you know, he's been making it work with random receivers all cycle, too. He's got Mecole Hardman back. So, you know, I like the pick. It's a fun pick. And yeah, what he did last cycle with Jarvis Downs, the tight end for the Giants. I think this will be cool.
Howie Mitchell, the draft.
Not like he did to Howie Mitchell, yeah. All right, let's move. This might be one of the better corners outside of his height that we've seen drafted in the XFL. It's a big statement because there's been some good ones. But Sharper here at 21 years old. Comes out, what, fifth pick overall, 95 speed, 94 Excel, already 81 zone outside the box with 74 man, aggressive play ball. Boone, what's your take on our buddy here, Nell Sharper?
I mean, listen, you know what I'm saying? He's I'm not calling him Nell.
That's J-Mo's name, bro.
Terrible fucking name. I'm not calling J-Mo. Him.
That's what J-Mo said, yeah.
But Sharper is... on paper, phenomenal, hell of a corner. All the intangibles you would want, right? And if we have to talk about best drafted corners, you got to bring up Justin Tucker from last year. But you know, Justin Tucker was 6'2", 6'3". This guy is 5'9".
Let's ask Hamrick.
That's my. We're not doing this today, okay, Grizz? But look, he's 5'9". I don't know what exactly he plans on doing at 81 jumping. I mean, were to deal with Hambrick, I mean, Hambrick's going to make him his son and put him on his back and carry him in the end zone. Like,
he's a Hambrick's belly button. Yeah, he's a Hambrick's belly button.
And he can't even jump. So I don't know. But hell, what do I know? I got a cornerback that doesn't seem to make plays on anybody. So. But maybe he plays better. You know what I'm saying? Does he have aggressive play ball? Do we know?
He does, yeah.
Okay, well, then hell, shit. He might fuck around and be an amazing player.
If you guys are at this pick and it fell how it fell, would you take this guy? The 5'9", is that too scary for you, or are you going for that elite speed?
That's terrifying to me.
I would have taken Nick's guy. I would have taken Nick's guy here.
Yeah, that's tough.
That 5'9" is just too scary, I think. It's just too scary. Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to be fine, to be honest.
I'd definitely probably take Nick's guy.
A lot of it just depends on, I don't know, because if you have him just sitting in underneath zones and stuff, it's not bad. You know, like he can be really nice, but if he,
it also depends on your division, you know, because some people got a couple of midgets that are running 98 speed, and then, you know, so you're going to need to match that. And you get a couple of guys like Gertz who just run 6-4 guys down. So it depends, I guess.
Boone just said, Busy throws short. He throws behind the line of scrimmage. So maybe this there guy, you know, 95 speed, he comes and picks it off in the flat.
This is going to be it is interesting, though, because we haven't seen many corners over that 93, 94 speed. So even if he is smaller, every single team has a 96, 97, 98 speed receiver. So at least you have, you know, a speed guy you can throw on him and hopefully, you know, take some of those deep shots away, even if they're not jump ball situations. But who knows? But speaking of those fast receivers, Guac here at number 6 ends up going with Orlando Nobles. 99 speed out of the box, man. What do we think about this guy?
Yeah, let's have a look at him right now.
Absolute monster.
5'10". Yeah. 99 speed, you're hyped, you know? 5'10".
Yeah, 6'9" overall.
And again, maybe it looks like a reach, but if it's 99 speed in the XFL, they go fast. Yeah. You got to get them. Right. So, and this guy has 95 jumping, so he could be God.
95 jump with 99 speed. Like, that's – I don't know what it does.
His name's tight.
Yeah, I don't know what it does, but
he's got 74 deep and 72 short, which isn't bad for a 6'9" overall wide receiver.
I was gonna say, he's definitely, his route running and stuff is and release and all that are not great, but those chips are easier to get than the speed chips, obviously.
Are you using this guy as a kick return too? Or are you worried about injury?
Oh yeah, dude, I'm right back there to run back kicks.
Because he has 92 kick return, I feel like that makes them block better.
What was his 40? 4.2?
I think he might have been 4.3 on the dot, but it was elite, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the pro day or whatever came out a little faster, but he was elite and then great excel. So
who else just didn't he just give away? Who did he give away?
He gave away KJ Hamler.
They took Hamler down. He's not what he used to be.
Yeah. No, and he has that. He has the Boone guy that is like 95 speed that he's been using. So he's got these two now. Should be nice. And then another burner goes right after him and Daniel Enriquez to the Bears. Rugger wanted a fast dude and gets a 97, 96 speed guy. So,
there's a lot of fast receivers. Whoa.
Yeah, man. It almost made it not cool. You know, like it's just. There's everybody, you know. I don't know. But yeah, he's a nice one in Chicago. I think you pair him up with the stud tight end he got last year in that Franks, who had like 18 touchdowns, and you get an interesting.
He looks better out of the box too, with the pretty serious like 86 spectacular catch already, 81 release.
Yeah,
81 release is really high, and so that should get him going on those streaks. But
yep, you're right.
99 speed still fun, and that jumping, who knows, you know? So
I don't think
either guy is disappointed.
We are at number 7. We just covered the 99 speed receiver and the 97 speed receiver. Three receivers in the top 7.
Dime a dozen, man.
Okay, here we go.
Speaking of speed, let's head to Tampa.
Let's head to Tampa for the speed burner.
Kirk McBath.
Running back.
Regan panics, can't find his guy, ends up getting simmed.
And he's got a fucking man bun to rub it in.
Which, what we said, though, like, you know, he's a nice third-round pick power back that kind of has a little bit of everything, but he was taken at 8 overall. So, like
– Listen. He big-brained this thing, okay? Kirk McBath, one is a good name. Okay, I'm cool with the name. No. 6'1", 230.
Hold on. 6'1", 230.
Okay. That's a big boy. All right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. 89 speed, but when you're that big and you're moving like that, that's fast as shit. Okay.
You're not moving at 88 acceleration. That's for sure.
At 230 pounds, ain't nobody moving in your way.
He played decent against me. He had a couple nice runs, but
I'm trying to tell you. You only outrun him, you're going to run through him, okay?
He's got 78 truck and 78 stiff arm to go with his big frame.
Yeah, that's tough. And then they say change of direction is an offensive stat, and he got 76. So, like,
oh yeah, he's not changing direction. He's going one way, and that's forward. That's for sure. But yeah, 84 strength is big for right. That's big for a freaking O line sometimes. Yeah, dude.
Like Nick said, you're happy with this guy, but not at eight.
He wanted the receiver Jiggy Cook.
He kind of gets that quarterback later, so kind of it works itself out. Really, I mean. You could have been happy with that quarterback.
Like, what was his strategy when he go? Like, do we not all have I don't know. Maybe when it's my pick, I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, I'm going with this guy.
This guy, yes.
If we get to 15 seconds, I'm going to go find him.
Yep.
What the hell happened? No,
dude,
Regan waited until 5 seconds. Yeah. Regan waited until 5 seconds to go do that. So,
oh no, he's
that
not.
Didn't end
not.
Up well.
He just did his draft at Wendy's.
Him not. Yeah. Bright. Him not bright.
He's nice though. Then you get a D end here to the or D tackle here to the Jags, Chris Fulton.
Yeah,
nothing too crazy.
No, I was kind of disappointed.
83 power moves out of the box is really good, but
that's super high.
He had so the thing that I don't get is this is the guy. Correct me if I'm wrong. That had A power moves and A finesse moves, right? The only guy, and then his finesse moves are 70. I think it's just relative to the draft, right?
To his position and the draft.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look at his player picture on Sports.
He does have all three pass rush traits, which is good. We need to
discuss this picture, bro. He looked like from the Fantastic Four.
He looks like the thing.
Yeah, he looks like the son of fucking what's the old boy from the Avengers?
We need to talk about his spec catch though.
How are you ugly with a Michael Jackson nose? I'm confused what's going on here, bro. God damn.
Let's move on to Booze guy. So you go with another pass rusher. You obviously weren't drafted, you had a board set. So I'm guessing this guy wasn't number one on your board. You probably had, other guys set, but
you know what? I might actually be able to tell you in 2 seconds. I think I screenshotted the board before I left just to see if I ended up with where I ended up at.
Yeah, 84 speed, 87 excel is fast for an outside linebacker this year. I think 86 is
the fastest they really come out of the box.
So actually, he was number two on my draft board. Oddly enough, the little corner, the Smurf. Was number one on my draft board because I figured if he fell and he was the only one that would fall, I would take him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, this guy's 81. Like you said, 81 power moves out of the box here. 83 pursuit. He's not bad for a rush outside linebacker. Switch to D end.
So like you said, you
have a bunch of dudes there.
Right. As you brought up, I blitz a lot now.
We
need to get pressure. I'm not getting that because that's the problem. My corners are not that great, so we're blitzing. And I'm like, all right, I need everybody who can go get a quarterback. Like, that's all I care about is linebackers. And oddly enough, I got number one and number four on my list later in the draft. So I felt like I had a really good draft as far as that was concerned. He was a solid pick. I don't, as far as not being there, it really hurts because you watch the draft shake out and you're like, maybe I would have changed it, but you're kind of stuck where you're at when you're not in the draft. So,
Yep. Then we moved a J-Mos pick here, 11. This guy, actually really nice. 94 throw powers quarterback here with 85 medium, 85 short accuracy. You kind of got to be, decent speed, I guess. 76, faster than you probably thought he was going to be, I guess. But
decent speed, stop it.
Well, decent for this class.
Derek Carr, I guess. Kirk Cousins, sure.
Decent for this class.
He's like five accuracy away on short and mid from Lamar already, like out of the box.
That's
what's impressive to me is that accuracy, short and mid. Like, that's really impressive with the 94 throw power. So, fuck the speed. You can make the throw. Yeah. What's his release?
Yep, that's true. I'm not sure which release he got. I'd have to look at my spreadsheet.
I'm going to look. Be really important. I'd be curious to see.
No tight spiral, though.
I don't know.
So how does that affect the throws? Are we talking like, are we,
we don't,
We don't know anything really.
I used one without tights probably like anybody on this call has, and I do notice a lot more wobblers, that's for sure. There's no way around that. I do.
Yeah, but I don't think it does anything when it wobbles.
No, like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it just bugs
my guy. I'll throw wobbly strikes that I'm like, wow, that was ugly, but it went where I wanted it and as fast as I wanted it. So
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
It's like everything else in Madden. But okay, this next dude at 12 that Jack took, Max Stewart. He's a freak, man. He was the guy you get the text message thing about on your phone, 99 awareness, 99 play rec. And then he comes out 91 speed, 89 Excel, 67 zone coverage, which is pretty good for a linebacker out of the box. But then you look at his pass rush moves, 65 and 62. So you could move into pass rusher if you wanted to. I don't know if you would, but you could.
He probably will get far. He'll see a lot of blitzes, I'm sure.
Yeah, 99 he'll see blitzes at the linebacker spot.
Here's the thing with the 99 awareness. That means every single chip he has is going to be useful.
Yep, which we realized that, what, last draft or the other draft, we were like, oh, shit, that actually is good. Yeah, like you said, now you're not getting any plus three awareness chips. You're getting plus three zone coverage, plus three man coverage.
Didn't he get a whole bunch for that other linebacker? I don't know why he traded that guy, though. That other guy looked amazing. The rookie of the year middle linebacker?
He ended up not trading him. He didn't trade that guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, maybe.
Yeah, he kept.
I was like, this guy's going to be rookie of the year anyways.
Yeah, right.
He's got two fast ones there. All right, we go to me, Brian Elliott, stud corner, 6'1", 94 speed, 92 Excel, aggressive play ball, 93 jump, star dev.
6'1".
Yeah, I was ecstatic to get him at 13. I said it earlier. I thought there was no way he'd fall. And
yeah, he very well could have been a Falcon had I had actually attended the draft, because I really thought he was going top five.
Yeah, he had 4.3 speed and then great.
I mean,
I don't know. 68 zone, 59 tackle. That's suspect. I wouldn't be happy with that.
That means you can't play safety. Bummer. He's nice. I'm very happy. We won't spend time on him. Steal the draft. All right, let's move on. Jiggy trades up for the stud or the receiver who was elite. 97 speed, 96 Excel, 96 agility, 86 jump at 6'1". So this is a taller, fast guy too. So a lot of these guys you're seeing a 5'8", 5'9", with the 97 plus speed. So
yeah, decent. It's just not impressive anymore. You see so many.
Yeah.
Like it's just
yep.
Okay. And what are you gonna do with it? You know.
Well, I think this one's the tallest of all of them, and he has like legit route running already. So
yeah, he's
with
really
84
nice.
Spec catch. Like this guy's crazy.
And yeah, I think him and Wings, this guy, are both 6'1". So that'll be interesting, because I know Jiggy always talks about how he always gets streaked by Wings and Hammers. Now he's gonna probably try to play the game back. So
that'll
be fun to watch
that
matchup. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's no doubt.
All right, anybody you guys want to highlight here? I know we don't have to go one by one through all these guys, but Van, anybody you want to talk about with these next, you know, 15 picks?
I don't know about the left tackle at 20. I mean,
yeah, new guy.
Yeah, Don't want to slam him too much here, but you know, at 20, I don't know if I would have done that. But that just could be a league thing. We're all kind of not into that because of all the chatter that we have about O-line, but. You know, a lot of leagues value alignment. A lot of them do.
Probably just trying to fill your roster with any, you know, best player available, to be honest. And just – that Giants roster's in a bad spot. No fault of his, you know.
Maybe you're hoping that you maintain that dev that you get. Maybe you're praying, you know. But
I think O-line keep it. I feel like O-line always hold on to it.
I think we've seen both. Fullbacks for sure don't. That's why I know that. What about you, Boone? Anybody you want to highlight here? Two corners.
Is there a limit to how far down in the draft I can go?
No, go. Yeah, you can go ahead and say.
So Travis Nelson,
Ben Bush.
Travis Nelson, cornerback to Minnesota. 30.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Just off the height, the age, I felt like he was just a phenomenal corner.
Yeah, 6'2", 90 speed.
And 21, yeah, 21 years old.
So I'm saying, just overall, a great corner prospect. Obviously, he doesn't have the elite speed, but at 92 jumping, 93 acceleration, and then again, 6'2", 206 at that, like, bro, he can make a lot of plays for you, and I just felt like he was going to be such an amazing pick.
Oh, 100%. I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did, to be honest. How did that
happen? I don't know. JoJo Curry, too. I mean,
what a name.
What a name.
Glock trades for this like 2 hours before the draft. 32nd pick with me. And he said he had no plans on going quarterback, but JoJo Curry's in there hitting Dev, 93 throw power, good accuracy. So
I think I would have taken Regan's guy, though, over him.
Yeah.
Regan, he got a steal. He got a steal.
Let's pull that guy up.
Oh man, he is. Have you seen him?
Was he second round?
Yeah, like he almost fell to me at 21 in the second. Yeah,
Evan Stevens, 97 throw power, 80 deep accuracy.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's
the face.
Evan Stevens.
Evans, what a
over a JoJo Curry.
Yeah, that, honest officer. My name is Evan Stevens.
The face is.
I'm
bad,
not drafting
dude.
Evan Stevenson. Ew, fucking disgusting. You sound like you should be an accountant.
He fits perfectly with Regan, though. I think it's a perfect name for Regan's quarterback. So we'll just.
But let's keep it to attributes and let's keep the names out of it for one guy.
He's nice. It's 97 throw power. You can't be mad about that. Who else we got?
He's borderline 80 accuracies across the board. That's cool. But he's rather slow, 72.
Like Chris said, though, superstar Dev, your Regan would have been happy to take that guy at 8 instead of his running back at 8.
He got a steal there. It made up for the running back.
Yeah, so then you're not that mad with that running back. Draft?
Are you considering a W draft that he fell to you in the second round?
You're all right with it, yeah.
I would just pretend I took the quarterback in the first round, the running back
you'd
in the second round.
Yeah, and you feel good about that.
To keep your sanity, you'd have to.
You get to pay the quarterback less for his rookie contract. And but
I like the three halfbacks that went the second round. They were all nice. Busy's guy, John McCoy, the Dolphins, he's 94 speed. Nick's guy's already X Factor, 92 speed.
Oh, we got a bad guy.
And Jared's guy who's gonna replace Dylan Spain for Jiggy, the 94 speed.
Yeah.
Guy.
Wait, was third guy. Round? My guy was third round, I think.
Oh, but yeah, your guy was third round.
But yeah, dude, Jiggy's dude is nasty.
Dude, I like Jared's guy freaking. Too.
Yeah, Jared, they all go right in a row.
This was a pretty legit hat pack class.
Dude, it throws you off because they all are receiving backs, and you're like pissed off about it because you want the elusive back, you know? And luckily, my guy, when I went in, he's the same overall at receiving and elusive, but they just had it listed as receiving. So that was a nice little win for me that I was happy about.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the run was like that. It went from 228, 229, 231, 35, 36. They're all legit.
Yep. It was a sneaky good running back class, which with a lot more speed than I thought they were going to come out with. Jiggy's dude just going to pop right in where his last guy he traded to Drew was and just, you know, rise up the ranks that way. Go ahead, man.
Another good guy that we didn't talk about at the end of the first was VPD's corner, Marquise Pearman. 6'2", 92 speed, 72 zone, 73 man, 21 years old.
Yeah, nice balance. That's can do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got the height. He's got everything. I don't know if he has aggressive play of ball.
Normal Dev hurts a little bit, but
21 years old though.
Would you be upset though? You take him, and then right after you, Wings gets the guy he got.
Let me see. I always do that to myself and hate myself after I do that. Look at all the guys I could have had.
I wanted to see Jiggy took a corner in the first round. Oh, he's nice too. 5'9", 93 speed, 95 Excel.
I'm not gonna lie, looking at these numbers, this was probably the best draft for second and third round picks that we
saw. Dude, It was pretty deep, kind
of. Like, I'm looking at a lot of superstars and stars, high dev, like in the third round.
Yeah, it was like the first draft, too.
Yeah, first draft was really nice this cycle, too. Who was the guy?
Oh, no, I just jumped over to the first draft, bro. I'm seeing all normals in the third round.
Well, there was only four superstars this draft.
Look at the first round of the first draft.
Four came. I'm talking about the third and second round, though. Like, for a second and third round pick, I'm looking at 4 superstars. And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
And we're looking at 2 X factors in the second round of the first draft.
Dude, Rob's dude, the D tackle that he took in the second round, that Mello Sullivan, 6'6", 320, was a defensive end. He moved into D tackle, 79 speed, 85 excel, 91 strength. Doesn't really have pass rush moves. He's a kind of a run stopper, but he is an athletic freak, dude.
Those guys are nice to move to defensive tackle if you can get it.
Oh yeah, you get the big speed there. Let's go. What? Anybody else you guys want to highlight here, and we can move on to. This was a nice class. Brackett took 2 good corners in the first round.
Yes.
Boone got the name of the draft in Scooby Crisp.
Yeah, hands down.
Touchdown scorer already. Man is a monster. All right.
What are his attributes?
Let me jump over to him real quick.
How many touchdowns?
He had one touchdown.
Oh. Same as my fullback? Nice.
Same as my corner. Sweet.
I'm so done with y'all.
Ultimate flex.
So Scooby Chris, 22 years old. He's not very tall at 5'9", 186. He's 91 speed, 91 excel. He's got 77 catching in traffic, 76 spec catch. But he was actually pretty impressive when I was running through him in practice, and then to see him go in the game and make some plays, I was like, okay, we'll see. You know, you got the name.
You got no choice but to
I'm
to
glad you him. Got him because you'll actually me too. Use him. I was like, I'm going to take him, but then he would have just been buried on my depth chart, not done anything.
And Boone's board took him. It wasn't even like Boone was there to be like, I'm finally
going to take him. No, that was me.
Oh, you were there for
You were advancing fairly fast. I was sitting there waiting with my finger on
it. It was Boone's mom. Boone's mom did it.
Yeah, exactly. I had it ready.
Oh, my God. No, really like that. Boone had me take a stud receiver in the 7th round, dude. That Braylon.
Pretty legit.
Dude, he's a beast.
Yeah.
So you know what's nice about these new classes, or maybe it's just this one, maybe it was last one, but you can find those right at the end, which makes it so much more fun to go to the end.
Well, dude, did you see this in this upcoming draft, the safety class? There's like 8 safeties projected to go first, second round, which I don't know if they're any good. They could all be slow as shit. Who knows? But
Have you noticed that, too? They've all been slow as.
Dude, it's like Jiggy said, the fastest safety was the same speed as Jack's linebacker. Like, I know.
Fucking brutal. They gotta fix that.
Yeah, that's one. And then we do need to see faster corners. If you're gonna have this many fast receivers, you gotta plug some faster corners in for sure.
Right. As a team looking for a safety.
Dude, yeah.
Everybody always wants safeties. And we, Charles and Mann. We never get fast ones.
Scooby fucking Crisp, dude. That's never. Sweet name.
Nick pointed at a safety on my bench 2 years ago.
Well, I wanted to trade for him.
Yeah.
I wanted to trade for him, man. It's like, it's not worth me just getting a 4th for him. I'll just keep him on my bench. So I'm like, well, at least fucking use him, dude.
No, I traded Courtney Daxon Hill. Yeah. 6'3", like 91 speed.
Yeah. Aggressive like play a ball. 66 overall, and I was like, dude, this guy's too tall and too fast with aggressive play ball to not be in your lineup.
And then as soon as I put him in, 10 interceptions for sure.
Yeah, Van was mad. Dax Hill wasn't doing anything. I was like, just fucking put this dude in.
Dax Hill sucks. I don't know.
I've had a lot of success because I traded for both those shitty 65 overall safeties, Josh Jones and Tavaris Moore. And both of them had, you know, under 70 zone coverage, and they were just 6'2" with play ball, and they were all, you know, 92 speed. So I plugged them in and had no issues. I don't know. We don't know what matters, you know. It is what it is. Find what works for you and just run with it.
Dax Hill did shit. I moved him to slot. I moved him to safety. He had one interception in two seasons. Just nothing.
It's DVD never. It's never. Yeah, I was gonna say it's never good when the player gets traded twice in two seasons, especially by two long-term users. But yeah, now he goes to Jack.
That's
pretty, if you're gonna use her, if you're gonna use him, he'll be decent though. Which he's 6'2" and fast.
Let's change your direction. It's like 98 or something.
Yeah, let's get into this then. We'll go a little bit about kind of the standings, what we think is going to happen. Let's start in the AFC. Who's the favorite? Tosh makes a move to get Trey Lance. Jared's a reigning Super Bowl champ. Jack's still there. Where are we sitting here?
I don't know.
I said Vance.
When I play Brapp, Brapp will go like, 8 for 20 and have like 300 yards, and like Lance misses like 6-7 passes, it feels like. So I'm interested to see how that trade goes, to be honest. I'm sure, Tosh would be fine with him. He was using Malik, so
yeah. Big moves right before this podcast, actually.
As far as the favorite, it's between Jack and Jared for me right now until something changes.
I was gonna say has Jared been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years, or did Jack beat him last year? I forget.
I felt like it was Jared, or something like that.
Jack won the first year, so it was Jack, Jared, maybe?
What the fuck is Jared eating for breakfast?
Dude, Jared's playing well. He's playing really well. And then he dumps Mahomes, and that freaking bomb quarterback took him to win the Super Bowl. Against Jiggy, nonetheless.
Proving a lot of our theories right.
Yeah, at least some of them. Who knows? I think it's still got to be – I don't know, because Jared returned pretty much everybody, right?
Except for McDuffie.
McDuffie. And he added – yeah, that's true.
Fuck, jeez. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, that's interesting. There were some big trades this offseason. We covered them on the draft show a little bit, but the McDuffie one. But when you win it all, dude, you can kind of do whatever you want at that point. Break it down, have fun, get whoever you want, and just go.
According to him, he missed, like, a ton of games last year, so – But he definitely had him in the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, he did. He tweeted out that all of his guys are healthy for the first time. So that was big.
He's tough to stop. I had a really good game with him that season. He beat me by a few, but he's real tough to stop on offense.
Who's going to win your guys' division?
Oh, who knows?
Fuck. It happens every year. Grizz takes off until about midseason and has a meltdown. And then Brapp kind of shows up, and I kind of wallow around the mid-pack.
It's just the schedule.
It's funny what you guys say, though. Like, you guys all beat the other, like, a different person, and then a different person beats you, and you all split with the whole division. You all go 3-3 or whatever.
It's weird.
And then it is. It's really interesting to watch, because then it does come down to some weird tiebreakers and a lot of wild card stuff matters with it. And
well, Nairi can beat Brapp. Grizz and I always split. I can't beat Brapp at all. Like,
Grizz only beats Brapp.
Grizz beats Brapp
every time. It's one of the more fun divisions to watch. Because you're going to at least have two in the playoffs. I think you're only getting one.
First round bounce.
Yeah. You're only getting one out of the AFC South, which is Tosh. The AFC East. The AFC East is another interesting one because Busy's been hot. Was the one seed.
That's a tough division. Pride missed like 4 or 5 games to start the season and almost snuck in.
He'll be back. Yeah.
So he'll be back in the mix. He already beat Busy there week one.
Yeah, he'll be out to prove something this year.
They might get 3 teams in this time. They probably will.
Not with Busy hating his quarterback the way he does.
I think he'll chill out on that, and then we play the NFC North, so we have 2 losses there immediately. And then
and Sparty, did you see what Jameson Williams did in the first game?
Dude, if you
now Sparty's throwing streaks, so now we're in trouble.
And dude, then he drafted another guy to go with him.
No, I traded him a 97 speed guy. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, that's
good. If you're not a little prepared for Sparty, you get snuck up on in a hurry, dude.
I don't know if he's sneaking up on anybody anymore. I mean, I was in his division once, and he drove me bananas. But he plays well. He almost made the playoffs this year, didn't he?
I was gonna say he started really hot, and then the schedule kicked in a little bit, and he finished like 8-9 or 7-10 or something. But I mean, he was like 2 games out, really, because the winner was what you got in at 9-8, Van, or?
Yeah,
so 10-7 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. But I mean, yeah, I'd like to see Sparty make it.
Yeah.
See, Wes, who we got? Chiefs or Chargers?
That's another interesting one because the other two teams are like bottom of the barrel in Raiders and Broncos. Jared started the season in the hotel on bad Wi-Fi play. Like, who knows if you want to use that as an excuse, whatever it is. But that's like when he lost a bracket. I don't know what their record against each other is this cycle. But I'd lean Chiefs win the division. Chargers have a chance to sneak in the playoffs, though. They have if he gets to 10-11 wins.
He's got a first place
schedule. He does have a first place schedule. That's true.
Oh, true. That will sway me to the Chiefs for sure, then.
So, yeah, it's interesting to see what he does with that.
The Chiefs schedule, the Jets finished second in their division. So the Dolphins play the number one schedule, too. So, for what it's worth.
Interesting.
Could be a reason Pride does really well. He's got a third place schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how much it matters. Like, I won't make it because I got a second place. So I got Jack. I got the NFC North. I'm done. I'll be 500 maybe if I'm lucky.
Oh, you got Malik Willis now.
Shut up. He's going to win the division.
You got Malik Willis now, bro. It's over.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just going to fucking go crazy. I got a whole new playbook coming up.
Throwing for 5,000, running for 1,000. You're it.
I'm in. Heisman.
All right.
Where do you see the wild cards going, though, division-wise?
The wild cards...
Just division. Like, you don't got to pick the team.
Yeah.
AFC West gets one. AFC East gets one or two.
I think one. I think one AFC North, one AFC West, one AFC East.
Interesting.
I think Busy, I don't want to say he'll struggle. I think it's more of a mental thing, dude. But I do think we see him go back to Jordan Love this year, which is who he used last year.
No way. Really?
Dude, I hope not, bro.
Oh, I think he'll be fine with this quarterback. He'll make playoffs. Just needs to chill.
And he can't trade the guy because he was a first. Yeah.
Dude, I think we're going to see Jordan Love in that Slinger 1 release at some point.
Oh, that's true. He does have the Rodgers release, so I can't
see. Yeah, I just think.
Oh, that would be tragic.
I mean, it's who got him. Dude, it's who got him to the one seed last year, though. That's fair.
I would just the optics of it. Oh, the fans.
Dude, hold on. Jordan Love played this week. He went 7-10.
No way. Are you
already over?
The rookie quarterback went 14-22 with 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. And then Love came in.
Because of that release, I can't blame him. Because it really is a game changer. So
did Gabe Thomas even play?
Yeah, he threw 22 passes. He was 14-22 with 2 touchdowns, three picks though.
So he's running the Jiggy offense.
How did both his quarterbacks get a full stat line?
And he still had 20 rushes.
What the hell?
Against Pride's defense too.
Interesting. Let's slide the NFC here. You can lock in. Wings or Jiggy probably is the one seed. And then the other one is the top wild card. Yep. NFC South. Boone, you gonna actually win some games this year or what?
Who the fuck knows? I don't really have a reason to keep losing, but yet I seem to play the games.
We need somebody in our division other than me to go above 500. It's a bad look.
I don't want you to have a bad look, but what I can tell you is I start out every season like, oh, we could get it. And then, fuck, by week 12, we have 8 losses. And it's like, all right, well, can't do much with 8 losses. Like, bro.
It looks like the commissioner picked us off division, man.
Bro, not a good look. Yeah, dude, it's making me look bad. And then I started out 7-1 last year and finished like 10-7. It was a meltdown for me, and I had the division locked up by like week 3 though. It was ugly.
We're down bad. I have a quarterback, Devin. I have an offense, and now I'm hoping I have a defense. We'll see what happens. You know, we will see what happens, but I'm not going to let week one make me feel like, oh, this is a changed team. You know what I'm saying? No.
All right, let's. What about? So we got NFC East. This one's interesting.
AFC North.
Oh, NFC. What'd you say?
The NFC East is just like the AFC North. I legit could see any one of those teams winning it based off the little bits and pieces I've seen of their games and streams.
Dude, I'll tell you, Jim Jones is nice.
Legit, yeah.
He's a nice user, dude.
Oh, he has a great gamer tag. I'm going to give him that. So.
And Washington beat Wings last year.
Yep, and then you got
Hardy's been like the two – or Hammer's been like the two seed.
Dude, I can't figure out Ebanks at all.
Dallas was in the playoffs last year until he went on vacation and just gave out force wins to end it. He was a lock for the playoffs, and he just beat Wings week one.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, that was a wild one.
Wild game.
Jalen Reagor had three touchdowns and like 200 yards.
The last one, he beat this corner by like 5 yards. It was amazing.
Yeah, for a game winner with like 7 seconds. That was a wild game.
That's not sad at all.
If you guys haven't seen it, watch it.
Wings is like, how does Jalen Reagor beat J.C. Jackson for a touchdown, you know, three times?
How does Jalen Reagor beat anyone is the
question. Yes, like you said, that division, I think we're going to see two teams out of that division. Hammer's been hot. But he also, in between his two good seasons, he had a really bad one. If there's a week you have to go on vacation, though, it's the week you play Jiggy. So, you know, you just take your loss, don't get frustrated, and then finish the season. So,
what the hell does Nick Ebanks have starting at running? Braxton Whiteside is a bum and had 134 yards.
Dude, his number's 15. His number's 15.
He's up there he might be a top 3 to 5 runner in the XFL.
Oh,
as
no doubt. No doubt. Oh, yes.
Dude, as a user. He runs a strictly pistol offense, and like Zeke has like 25 carries for like 205 yards.
If you're
not ready for it, dude, some of these still blocks set up in a way that, like, you can't do anything. So you just have to send the house at him and hope he's not throwing.
I'll be sure to study his offense.
I'm telling you. Sounds good to me. And I don't mean to give away his stuff, but his scheme is strictly all pistol, and it gets him some running lanes, bro. I'm telling you.
Dude, he makes fucking Pride look like Don Coryell.
Dang, I don't know who that is, but hey, that's probably an insult to Pride.
It's an insult to, Ebanks.
That'll be interesting, because I think you have three, which I don't know, we haven't seen enough of Commanders yet to know what we got there. But I know Jim Jones
beat Wings, or is he a different guy by now?
It might have been a different guy. I don't know if, I don't remember. No, Ilio's first game, dude, was the playoff game that he got in on accident.
Yes, never mind. I think that's a three-team division.
Yeah, the Rams beat Wings. Nate did.
He's a good user too.
No, it was a Washington guy, and he ran all over him. I thought.
I know Nate did, or Nate beat Jiggy. That's what it was. Never mind. You might be right. Yeah, it might have been what's his name. It was the last dude that helped clutch Tank WSP. All right, let's move to our last one here. NFC West is another one that's
never mind.
Who do we got at NFC West? Is it BBD, Drew, IRAC coming back,
Nate
making a move? Yeah.
Who does Drew have a quarterback?
Drew has Burrow.
Oh.
Which VBD won the division and went like, you know, I think he had 3-4 losses last year with Burrow at quarterback, but then he now has who is he using? Baker or
Brock Purdy.
Fucking Purdy, dude.
Did he go to Penn State? Is that the reason?
No.
I thought 100% with those two bottom picks, with those two quarterbacks in there, he would take one. I thought for sure.
Yeah, he's rolling with whatever he's got.
With Baker? Or is he dirty?
I'm not sure. His game just happened. I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
I'm gonna go look now. I'm gonna go see who he played. Okay.
But yeah, I think you probably see two out of there. You probably see two out of the NFC North.
No, it's not parity. 81 throw power. No shot.
And you see two out of the NFC East. You see one out of the NFC South. Who knows? Unless Boone or Regan get their shit together. Which,
yeah. All I can promise is the same thing I've been promising. Maybe you'll have an exciting game if you tune in. That's the best I got for you. I don't know. It's maybe there too, but maybe if you tune in, maybe you get an exciting game.
Okay? Well, let's end it here. Let's end it with the Super Bowl prediction. Boone, who do you got? NFC, AFC, who wins it?
I got AFC, oh. And I got Tosh returning to the bowl.
No, I got his first. Fuck.
That's why he's gonna do it.
I know.
Yeah. Tosh doesn't wait too long.
He's got a new quarterback, Trey Lance.
This one's too easy.
What do we got?
It's Green Bay, easy. Whole new offense. 99 speed wide receiver, whatever. Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
That'll be interesting. What about you, Van? Who do you got?
Yeah, I don't want to pick it, but
say Bengals.
No. Yeah, right.
Ravens.
I got. I got Jack coming back.
Oh.
Yeah, I got Jack coming back, and I got Jiggy.
Who wins? Yeah, I'm gonna go Wings. I'm going to go Wings over Jared.
Wings over Jared.
I'm going to go Wings over Jiggy. Jared.
Sounds like a band.
When everyone's going to be talking about Jiggy and his new offense and all this other stuff, Wings gets extra mad and will play extra hard. So I'm going to go Wings. I'm going to go Wings here. It'll be fun.
Smiling right now. He's smiling right now.
Oh, yeah. But then
he's already mad if he listens to this, because I thought Washington beat him, but apparently it's 41-40.
He came back and won. Yeah, you're right. We got about an hour. We'll end it here. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Shout out to everybody for another fun off season, and now we're headed right into another 61 seasons, bro. 61. Eesh.
Hey, and let's say a little prayer to the Madden gods for not screwing us over the holidays there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we could have been one of them. So that's good. We're all very lucky.
Two leagues, they are all gone.
We're super lucky because we all use this. All right.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Thank you for tuning in. We are out of here.